For the Israeli government, it was a PR coup. It had long accused Hamas of diverting international aid intended for Gaza to fund its wars against the Jewish state. Now it claimed it had proof. We were all totally shocked by the scale of the allegations. The Israelis hadn't given us any warning, just the big announcement, says Sharon Marshall, World Vision's head of communications based in Canada. World Vision, which was founded in the US in 1950, is one of the world's biggest charities, with an annual budget of more than $2 billion. Heavily funded by Western governments and US Christian groups, it operates in more than 80 countries and works to support more than 40 million of the world's poorest children. The arrest of one of its directors made headlines around the world. Foreign governments, including Australia and Germany, stopped all funding to World Vision's projects in Gaza. On August 11, 2016, then-Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a populist with a knack for seizing the political moment, made a special address on his official YouTube channel. "I, the Prime Minister of Israel, care more about Palestinians than their own leaders," he said in English, speaking straight into the camera in his clipped American accent. A few days ago, the world learned that Hamas, the terrorist organization that rules Gaza, stole millions of dollars from humanitarian organizations like World Vision and the United Nations. He concluded, "Hamas stole critical support for Palestinian children so they could kill our children." Yet gaps in the Israeli case rapidly appeared. Israel alleges Halabi was an underground Hamas operative who infiltrated the charity and silenced his colleagues through fear. But those who know Halabi reject these accusations. They describe Halabi as a dedicated family man who was supportive to colleagues, opposed Hamas politically, and was, above all, committed to delivering aid to his people. Israel's case has been further undermined by an independent forensic audit of World Vision's operations, conducted by one of the world's largest accountancy firms, which found no funds missing and no evidence of criminal activity. Halabi has been in prison for 5 years and 2 months while the case drags through the Israeli courts. If found guilty, he faces decades in prison. The prosecution rested heavily on secret evidence, some of which even the defense team say they were not allowed to view, prompting a UN special rapporteur to condemn proceedings as not worthy of a democratic state. Like other Palestinians charged by Israel, Halabi says he has been offered a series of plea deals, but unlike most prisoners before him, he has rejected them all.